Track 10, How Not to Argue. On the last track, we discussed the 4 steps for dealing with an ADD teenager's problems. The 4 steps to use in dealing with an ADD teenager's problems were 1. Doing nothing, 2. Consulting, 3. Negotiating, and 4. Taking charge. On this track, we will discuss how not to argue with your ADD teen. This track is broken into 2 parts. In the first part, we will discuss 4 reasons why arguing doesn't work. The 4 points of arguing I have found are as follows. Arguing doesn't work. Arguing usually escalates. Each person controls 50% of the problem, and teens love to bait their parents. On the second part of this CD, we will discuss 2 steps for avoiding and stopping arguments. The 2 steps we will discuss to avoid and stop arguments are to stop talking and to know how to handle the ADD teen's next move. For Anita, age 39, mother, and Diana, age 16, diagnosed with ADD, arguments consumed a large amount of time. Anita stated, "I can't talk to Diana. She never listens. I have to yell to get her attention, and then she yells back because I yelled at her. Before I know it, we're having a full-blown argument, and I can't even remember what I started talking to her about. By the end of the argument, I always feel drained, but nothing has changed. Diana still refuses to do anything I ask, even if it's simple, like washing the dishes or helping to make dinner. The last time we argued, she took the car and drove off. I think she spent the night at a friend's house, but she hasn't told me. I haven't asked her yet, because I know we'll argue about that too." I explained to Anita that arguing is one of the hardest things to stop doing with ADD teens. As you are well aware, arguing is useless, provocative, depressing, addictive, and irritating, but often seems inevitable to parents. Anita looked hopeless and asked, "Then what am I supposed to do?" I told Anita that I have found 4 reasons why arguing doesn't work that might help her stop the arguments. To explain the first reason that arguing doesn't work, I asked, "How many times have you ever actually accomplished anything with Diana by yelling at her and arguing with her?" Anita shook her head and answered, "Gosh, I can't recall any right now." I suggested that Anita keep that in mind before arguing with her daughter in the future. I added, "It might save you from wasting time." The second reason that arguing doesn't work, I explained to Anita, was that arguing usually escalates, and she agreed. Anita stated, "If you try and start a discussion about something minor, Diana might have you in a verbal war within moments. The discussion you wanted might not start as an argument, but it could end as one." In addition to the points that arguing doesn't work and arguing usually escalates, I explained to Anita that the third point regarding arguing is that Anita can control only 50% of the problem. I reminded Anita that arguing takes 2 people. I stated, "Diana doesn't argue with herself. She can't argue with you if she's the only one talking. Do you agree?" After explaining that arguing doesn't work, that arguing usually escalates, and that the parent controls only 50% of the argument, I gave Anita the 4th point of arguing, that teens love to bait their parents. I stated, "Be aware that Diana may be trying to bait you. She might be trying to provoke arguments because she knows that nothing changes when you argue." Anita looked hopeless again and stated, "Now I know those points, but I still don't know what to do when Diane starts arguing with me." I explained to Anita that there can be 2 steps to avoiding and stopping arguments. First, stop talking. Anita looked shocked, so I explained, "I know it sounds so simple that you don't think it'll work, but try it. Remember that you control half the argument. Diana can't argue with you if you don't argue back." Anita asked, "But what do I do if Diana keeps yelling at me?" I explained that the second step to avoiding and stopping arguments was to be prepared for Diana's next move. As you know, teens with ADD, like most teens, will likely try a manipulative technique. I suggested to Anita that she be aware of manipulative techniques such as badgering, intimidation, threat, or martyrdom. I stated, "Don't give in to Diana if she's using a manipulative technique." To help Anita become more comfortable with the 2 steps to avoiding and stopping arguments, we talked through different scenarios. Anita asked, "So what do I do if Diana keeps talking or yelling?" I suggested that Anita continue to remain quiet. I stated, "You can keep doing whatever you were doing before she started yelling, or you can leave. Either way, avoid arguing back." Anita then asked, "And what if Diana follows me yelling?" I answered, "Continue to ignore the yelling. Don't respond to her with more yelling." Then Anita asked, "What if she threatens to run away or leave like she did last time?" I explained to Anita that she should punish her as she would for any other curfew violation. If Diana's gone late into the night, call the police. Anita asked next, "What if Diana accuses me of never loving her?" I again told Anita not to respond. I stated, "As you can see, for most of these problems, simply not responding can be a solution. Diana cannot have an argument if you don't respond to her. You can either keep quiet or pour gasoline on the fire by talking back." Do you have a client like Anita who feels like the only way she can communicate with her ADD teenager is through arguing? Would your Anita benefit from the 2 steps to avoiding and stopping arguments? Would it be beneficial to play this track in your next session for that client? On this track, we have discussed the 4 points of arguing. The 4 points of arguing were that arguing doesn't work, arguing usually escalates, each person controls 50% of the problem, and teens love to bait their parents. We also discussed the 2 steps to avoiding and stopping arguments. The 2 steps were to stop talking and to be prepared for the ADD teen's next move. On the next track, we will discuss medication in children with ADD. There are 5 points to consider when thinking about giving an ADD child medication. These 5 points are, 1, the attitudes of the child and the parents toward the use of medication, 2, the use of medication in the beginning is only a trial, 3, medication is not a cure, 4, some medications have contraindications, and 5, any child about to take psychotropic medications for ADD should have a physical exam. Question 10. What are the 2 steps to avoiding and stopping arguments?